just want to go through some of the halakhas that people stay up the whole night of shuas. A person stays up the whole night in regards to saying brachas in the morning, brachas, etc. What are his halakhas? So the first question is regards, we'll start with the halakha of tzitzis. So a person was wearing tzitzis the whole night, it's a shaila whether he can make a bracha on it in the morning. Therefore, the best thing to do is have somebody who's putting on a talis or putting on another pair of tzitzis. They definitely have to make a bracha so they can be more to you with the brachas. That's very simple to deal with that issue. Regards to the bracha of Alan Tifas Yadayim, so if a person, even if a person stayed up the whole night, the person uses the facilities before davening, so after he comes out from using the facilities, he can say the bracha of Alan Tifas Yadayim, and then a Shayatar, obviously, and he'll be able to say the bracha of Alan Tifas Yadayim. Regards to the brachas, the regular brachas HaShachar, all of the brachas HaShachar, Nusim L'Sechvivino, Shernusam L'Sechvivino, you could say all of them. Hamar Rishena is questionable whether a person can say Hamar Rishena. A person was up the whole night. It's questionable whether a person can say Hamar Rishena. The best solution for that is to have somebody remote to you. If that's not available, a person does not say it. Someone suggested you should have in mind to be able to say it, be yotze with it in davening. With the same question which comes up with the Lekai Neshama, that the person is giving back to you Neshama, you didn't go to sleep, can you say this bracha? So you should have somebody be moitzi you in this bracha. If there's nobody available to be moitzi, a person in the bracha, the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Makaya Mason talks about the deal of a person getting his Neshama back, you could have in mind the yotze of the bracha of Lekai Neshama in the Mekhaya Mesim. So according to some opinions, you'll be yotze your bracha with that. So again, so the Elokai Neshama and Amar Rishena are questionable. You have to summon the yotze you, and if there's nobody available, you would not say them. The question which comes up is the status in regards to saying Birchas HaTorah. So we've covered all of the brachas except for Birchas HaTorah. Now, what do you do with Birchas HaTorah? So a person's been up the whole night. It's questionable whether he can say Birchas HaTorah. First, so the suggestion, you can have somebody be mitzvah to you. If that's not available, second suggestion, you can have in mind with the bracha of Avraham Rabbah, which you say during Shacharis, to be yotzeh, saying Birchas HaTorah with Avraham Rabbah. When you do that, so you have to immediately learn something when the first time that's available to learn, which will be after Hallel, by Hutzah Sefer Torah. After the Hutzah Sefer Torah, a person could learn a halacha, learn one thing, and it'll be yotze with the Avraham Rabbah, the din of saying Birchas HaTorah. There's interesting, Kreger says that a person went to sleep the afternoon beforehand. So a person went to sleep in this situation Shabbos afternoon. Then he stayed up the whole night. He did not say Birchas HaTorah Shabbos afternoon when he got up from his nap. So in that situation, he could say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. The Shabur follows with Kimega, you could do that. So a person did take a nap beforehand, the afternoon beforehand, and he did not say Birchas HaTorah when he got up. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm stressing that, because according to the Groh, you would say Birchas HaTorah when you got up. So but he did not follow the Groh. He did not say Birchas HaTorah when he got up in the Shabbos afternoon. And now the next morning, he comes to say Birchas HaTorah. So he could say Birchas HaTorah, according to Kimega, based on the fact that he took a nap the day beforehand. So many people will obviate their problem of dealing with this issue of saying Birchas HaTorah because they took a nap in the day beforehand. So that should cover, I think, Rabbi Lyman, anything else to cover? Very good. Have a good day, good Shabbos, good job.